Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys today?
We're going to make it. We're going to get it all figured out here in a minute or two.
We're going to get through.
Well, that's it. If we don't make it, someone's going to have to make it, and we don't want to know. We don't want to know what Plan B is right now. We're cruising.
Right. It might as well be us.
It might as well be us. We survived the big Groundhog Day party, so that's good. And
we did.
Thanks for coming by. That was awesome. I loved your costume. Loved it. Now, was that custom, or did you just have that laying around in the old closet?
Just had it laying around. I know you didn't know who I was, so that was part of the plan. So it was awesome.
Hot couture. We had it all. We were rolling on that on that Friday. Oh, the groundhogs. That was fun. But plenty of things, Keith, are happening at Ivy Tech, and we catch up with the chancellor every Thursday to identify some of them.
Well, Jenny, we have student things to talk about, but you have a news bulletin in a way to talk about. So let's start with that.
I do. This is really literally hot off the presses. I've been in Indianapolis for the last 2 days attending our state board of trustee meetings and other leadership meetings for the college. And we had a resolution that was approved by the state board of trustees to bring on a new regional board of trustee member to our campus, and that is Dr. Laura Hammack. And Laura is the superintendent of schools for Brown County.
Yeah, I know her husband, Anthony.
They're just wonderful. She's amazing. She is so full of energy and really excited to join us. I'm so thrilled that she agreed to take this position on. And, we just added Brown County as a part of our service area, as part of our reorg of the whole college. And so it just makes sense that we add somebody from that county. And I couldn't be more pleased that she's willing to help us and guide us and move our campus forward. And to also, it helps Brown County and her students and students in the community that know a friendly face and, somebody that can say, hey, Ivy Tech is a place to go. So really super excited for Dr. Laura Hammack to join us.
Well, outstanding.
Just for clarity purposes now, this is not a replacement of someone. This is an addition to the trustees for right here in Ivy Tech here in the Bloomington area.
That's right, because we added Brown County to our service area.
Wow.
So that was really important that we have a representative from every county that we serve. So you'll be hearing more. I'm hoping to add somebody from Orange County and possibly another. I think we can go to a certain level, and I'm not quite there yet, and so we'll have more news to share.
Excellent. Now, one of the things we like to talk about is student successes, and you've got some bragging things to do.
Definitely. So I wanted to talk about one of our students who plans to graduate this May. Her name is Hannah Bunnell, and she is attempting her associate degree in electrical engineering technology. And she has multiple skill sets, both not only just in technology, but also in the arts. She's a musician who plays guitar and keyboard and holds her private pilot's license, which is pretty cool. She's almost finished right now. Like I said, she finished in May. Right now, she's an intern for WFHB, and so she's gaining lots of experience as an audio engineering intern there, which is fantastic. And when Bunnell enrolled with us, she continued to work several jobs throughout her time as a student, and she became a student leader, which is awesome, on campus. So she's connecting with everybody on our campus. She's serving as a president of the Ivy Tech Student Maker Club, and she's working as a supplemental instructor teaching students in the introductory electronics classes. So that's phenomenal that she's able to, have peer-to-peer instruction to help students who may be struggling in those classes. So in addition to her professional experience, she's skilled in creating her own audio equipment and started her own audio electronics repair business. And in the fall, she engineered and built an audio compressor for her final project in her degree, her final courses. And we're really excited to have her complete her degree and be a part of our campus. And we're super proud of Hannah Bunnell, and I get to give her diploma in May.
Wow. Now, are you the one that keeps track of all of the things that happen at Ivy Tech, or as chancellor, with how big it is and all the things that are going on, you lose track sometimes of all the things that come in and out of that building?
Yeah, there is no way that I personally keep track of everything. Of course, I have the infamous Tina Phelps, who keeps everything in order for me and tells me when to go and how to go and all that good stuff. But I've got a team of, you know, the academic affairs side, the student affairs side, our marketing team, that really keeps me up to date on everything that's going on. And we do that together. And, yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
The reason I asked that is because I walked by the Shreve Hall, and I think every chair you have in the building was in use over the weekend. You had the Science Olympiad people in.
Science, right.
That is huge.
Massive. And so many people on it. Young students on our campus, parents on our campus. We love having and hosting events like that to get people on our campus. But, yeah, it's kind of it's tough to keep all those things together, isn't it?
Now, you're having a family movie night. Now, I'm not a big movie person, so I don't know. Is Justice League a cartoon?
That I do not know.
Okay. But that's the movie.
I guess I have to call all my people at work to,
and the great part about it is you can bring your family and you're going to be able to get popcorn and beverages and all kinds of things going on there.
That's right. So it's family movie night. It's this Friday of the 9th, so it's tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We will be playing Justice League, and I don't know if it's a cartoon
it's
or not.
It's not. It's real people.
So yeah.
I've looked it up.
It's real people.
I don't know either. Mine are too young for that, and I think the last movie I saw in the theater was Dumb and Dumber. I know that's hard to believe, but
classic.
Was it 96? I'm not sure when that was. Movies are. I'm not paying $12 to sleep. I'm not doing that. I can do that at home.
So now the other thing that we want to mention is that people who thought they missed the start of the semester, we got some 12-week and 8-week classes.
Absolutely. So we do have a small grouping of 12-week classes that actually will start on Monday. We also have a large a variety of classes that will start just around spring break. So on March 19th, the Monday after spring break, so you have more time there to get enrolled. But you have time to get enrolled. You have time to apply for financial aid. We've got a lot of different classes, lots of general education classes that can get you started with a degree here at Ivy Tech. Something you might need if you're a student at IU, or maybe you're just interested in maybe taking a history class with us. So still a time to get enrolled. You can just come on in. You can call us, and we'll get you started.
And by the way, Roy Elks and Jim Smith and their people with the VITA program, there are still some openings to get your taxes done free.
That's right. So that's the VITA program is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. It is generally for people who earn less than $54,000 a year and as a family, people with disabilities or people with limited English speaking skills. We are taking appointments. You do need to make an appointment. And so we're doing that through March 9th, and we have a very few appointments available. But you can give us a call, and our team, our staff, our faculty, our students, can help you out.
Yeah, there's not a drive-through window for that. We need a little more.
Need
a little more time to get that sorted out, and you wouldn't want someone to hurry up through your process, so make sure you make an appointment for that so not everybody's time is wasted. Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech and checks in with us every Thursday. And as we roll along through February here, we know we have the O'Bannon Institute. That's coming up in April, right?
Yep.
Well, that's going to be here before
that's
we
right.
know it. So remind us who's coming again.
Michael Smirkanish. He has a show on MSNBC. He's got a radio show on Sirius Radio XM. April 26th, we are very close to selling those tickets out. So if you've ever attended an O'Bannon event already. So, you know, if you haven't attended, call us to help you buy that ticket or you know, just give us a call and we'll help you. And we want you to come to that event. It's going to be fantastic.
Jenny, while we're talking about that, there's something else that's going on that weekend, and that is the volunteer effort where you're inviting people in the community to get involved with Ivy Tech and a huge, let's do a lot of volunteer work that day. So can you talk about that a little bit?
So as part of the O'Bannon Institute, we are attempting to reach over 1,000 hours of volunteerism in our community. So that's all of us joining together on that Friday the 27th to volunteer in a variety of different locations throughout our community. So we are asking anybody in our community to join us. We have many partners, industry partners, businesses that are friends of the college that are joining us. So, for example, people at the Chamber that day will be joining us. They'll be wearing the Ivy Tech T-shirts and joining us and going out to volunteer at so many different types of locations that we can help people in our community. But, you know, we have lots of people already signed up. We want to reach that 1,000 hours of service that day. This will be our third year with this program. So it's the day after the O'Bannon keynote dinner and fundraising dinner. So it is the 27th. If you have a project that we can come and help you with, give us a call and we can sign you up for people to look at. If you want to join us, you and your company, your friends, your family member, just give us a call and we'd love to have you join us. We start with a kickoff breakfast and then we all go spread out throughout the community and do good things.
A merry band of do-gooders.
It's a lot of fun.
Look out, here come the do-gooders.
Hey, you want to spread mulch someplace? You want to help at PALS? You want to help do things?
Right.
And it's by community, this means Bedford and other places too, not just Bloomington.
Oh, absolutely. That's right. We spread it out throughout all the communities that we serve.
Well, I'll hopefully get you a nice day so you don't have to worry about
being cold. Rain. That'd be great.
All right, great job as always, Jenny. We appreciate your time. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll get caught up with you next week, post-Valentine's Day.
You having a party at your place?
Oh, I don't know.
For Valentine's Day?
I don't know. I have to check the calendar.
Okay, who's going to be Cupid this year?
I've already bought a case of orange drink.
Yeah, sure. What do you put in that orange drink?
Just like you had in school. You get the little...
Oh, yeah.
Fill you up with sugar all day and tell you to be quiet all day.
Wait a second. I think Neville has to work that day. I think he's on duty that day. So
he can't be Cupid.
He'll have to put out the fires. That's right.
That's right.
Tell him hello, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech, checks in with us every Thursday morning, and we get caught up on what's going on over there on the west side.